USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first United States COVID-19 vaccinations outside of clinical trials began, kicking off the most urgent mass immunization campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. A woman named Sandra, who's a critical care nurse in New York, received the vaccine.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
A bipartisan group of senators is taking a second crack at its coronavirus aid relief plan by splitting the $908 billion proposal into two bills. The first bill containing aid for local and state governments and liability protection, and the second bill dealing with $748 billion for small businesses, unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Border Patrol is seeing a surge of children being abandoned along the border. Commissioner Mark Morgan says it's heartbreaking.
In one case, there was a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old brother and sister that were just left in the peninsula in the middle of the river, hoping the CBP would discover them.
Morgan believes cartels are telling their parents to send kids because they will be allowed to reunite with them under a Joe Biden administration.
Human smugglers are fueling perceptions that our borders will once again be wide open, and that will be reinstating the loopholes that have been closed.
President Trump isn't thrilled with the plan by the Cleveland Indians to undergo a name change, the president calling it a product of cancel culture. His reaction after it was reported that the club will make the announcement as early as this week. The decision to change the name comes after years of protests from some fans and some Native American groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities today. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. And we're well prepared for it. The planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
The UAW and U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit say they have reached a settlement to reform the union in wake of a wide-ranging bribery and embezzlement scandal. The union has been in the throes of the scandal for years as the government probed corruption in its upper ranks. The investigation has led to 11 convictions, including that of two former presidents. Many of the officials were accused of conspiring with others to cover up the use of union cash for trips to Palm Springs, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.